Inside the Boss Podcast.
Welcome back, lacrosse fans. Steven Berger here. Yep, so I'm just shuffling up my papers, just trying to get ready and dialed in because we are in the driver's seat for another great week of IL Preps podcasts. I believe it's my eighth week here on the line, and today's guest I'm excited about, a new friend of mine, I should say, in the game, someone who's doing great things for the sport and has really one of the most unique jobs and probably the most important job in my mind in our game today, as it relates to one of the most high-profile things in our sport, and that's the game of recruiting. So I'm not going to really go too much into who this guy is. I'm really just going to kind of bring him right on board, and we're going to get right into everything and anything this man's doing, and that is Jesse Churchward, head lacrosse recruiting coach at NCSA. Jesse, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much, Steven. I appreciate you having me, man.
Of course, of course. Now, let's go quickly into it. I just mentioned recent friends, and I bring that up because myself and a few other Inside Lacrosse folks went out to Chicago just a few days ago, and I was fortunate enough to see what NCSA is all about and actually first-time meet Jesse, and as the lacrosse world that we all know is small, but big in of its own. Jesse, of course, him and I being lacrosse, enthusiast ambassadors, got to know each other very quickly and obviously went down the list of who you know and where you've been. So Jess, give me a quick, brief on just a short history of who you are, where you come from, your lacrosse sort of background and, you know, more importantly now what you're doing today in Chicago for NCSA.
Awesome. Well, yeah, so I'm originally a Midwest product. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was pretty late to the game of lacrosse as it comes to recruiting and really playing the game. I started playing my sophomore year in high school. Played football and hockey my whole life. Well, sports was a big passion of mine. So late to lacrosse, and it came around, happened to fell in love with it and happened to be pretty decently talented. So I ended up walking on at Towson University out east in Baltimore. Worked my way up the chain, worked my way up the ladder, left as a captain as a senior. Just a great, great experience for me. That actually propelled me to go coach and play overseas a little bit in London, England for about 14 months. I knew lacrosse, coaching, giving back was always something that I wanted to do. So after I got back to the States, moved to Chicago because, again, I'm a Midwest guy, so it was the closest big city for me. Immediately got into the coaching ranks. I did personal training. I coached a U15 travel team for a specific club. And then about a year and a half later, I found NCSA, so we work with 27 sports, and was hired as a head lacrosse recruiting coach. So my responsibility now is helping athletes work their way all the way through the recruiting process, both men's and women's lacrosse. So a phenomenal fit for my passion, which is coaching people and helping other people reach and realize their dreams. So it's been a great fit. I've been here about it'll be 5 years in October, and I still coach at the U15 level as well. So
that's awesome. And now for all the lacrosse fans out there, many people are probably saying NCSA, you know, head lacrosse recruiting coach. What is NCSA? So if I was just somebody off the streets or somebody who just picked up your flyer at a lacrosse event or saw you on our Inside Lacrosse website, what would your answer? What would your 1 minute, 2 minute answer be? What is NCSA?
Great question there. So what we are, we're an online platform to help you out through the recruiting process. Alright, so you have your online profile, we go ahead and host your films, your grades, and we act as a service not only to help you get exposure to college coaches, but the hand-holding through the whole process. You know, what to wear my first official visit. Hey coach, what do I need to work on to prepare for my first recruiting event? Hey, I'm getting ready to go negotiate my scholarship. Hey, what are the things that I should think about? So anything and everything from on the field, X's and O's, preparing for communication, and really just helping the athletes and the families throughout the whole process at every single angle that we could help.
Now, you and I, both being through the college ranks, both being, you know, guys that look back in the experience we had in this, and the one thing I must just say is, where was this when we were going through it? You know what I mean? You know, where was this when we were, you know, trying to educate ourselves, as you said, or have just some of those simple questions or you know, ideas of which how do I get myself out there? How do I learn more about these colleges? And then, like you had said, most importantly, what are the things I need to do in order to get into that school or to get in front of that coach? And I think this is just fantastic. Being there on Tuesday and learning more about what you guys are all about, you know, I kept just saying to myself, where was this 15, you know, 20 years ago? And I think in this landscape of lacrosse and just the way it's booming, this is such a crucial asset to the kids, the parents, and as you mentioned, the college coaches, because I'm assuming, you know, they're getting their hands in this, you know, online platform as well.
Exactly. So it's funny that you mentioned that. You know, again, where was this when we were coming out of high school, and especially from a guy from the Midwest? You know, lacrosse has always been a sport that's growing and booming, but, you know, Michigan wasn't a state that scoured for lacrosse recruits. I think Sergio Perkovic is probably helping that out a little bit with the Brother Rice guys, but no, it's a very personal story to me. I remember sending coaches my football highlight film, lacrosse coaches, before I had an accomplished highlight tape to show them my athleticism, to show them, because I was being recruited a little bit for football. But yeah, I remember going through this process. Thankfully, my older brother was a recruited athlete. My father was. I had a couple uncles that played big-time football. So I had a little bit of a knowledge of what I needed to do to, quote-unquote, be recruited. But yes, it's a story that's very personal to me because I look at athletes that I work with, and they remind me a lot of myself. Right? They're good athletes. They're super into it. They want to play at the next level. They just need that guidance. They just need that help. And so, again, it's a very, very personal story to me. I can relate to a lot of these athletes. And but also recruiting was nowhere near as competitive as it is today. So it's kind of that double-edged sword. It's great for the sport. I love to see it grow. Harder to stand out. Right, so that's something that, you know, I just chuckle when you ask me about that because, again, there's a lot of things that I refer back to. I remember doing. I remember the struggles and successes that I had. So, again, it's a very relatable and personal experience that we both went through. So,
absolutely. And, again, folks, I'm here with Jesse Churchward, head lacrosse recruiting coach at NCSA Athlete Recruiting in Chicago. He's doing fantastic things, not just himself personally, but NCSA as a whole. And many of you may have seen and maybe have read about the partnership that Inside Lacrosse and NCSA have formed. And in my mind, this relationship and partnership is going to grow and do great things for the game, the athletes, the coaches, and really anyone involved from the beginning of the process, whether they're in 7th and 8th grade, because I'm sure those kids are coming to you now, to even as late as 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. So let's talk briefly about that. First and foremost, you know, obviously lacrosse being new to NCSA, at least relatively new, you guys have a huge niche in other sports, right? So your credibility and what you've done for the football, the volleyballs, the you know, other big baseballs, basketball, so on and so forth. You know, briefly, let's talk about that. How has that helped and really allowed you guys to get this, what's the right word for it? I guess sort of fire underneath the lacrosse community.
Yeah, great question. So, you know, football was our, you know, quote unquote baby because our CEO, was a former football player. He played at Vanderbilt. So that was our first sport that we not only hired recruiting coaches, but it's such a popular sport that we knew this is a great sport to firstly jump in and kind of grow the business. We've learned a lot from, you know, the partnerships that we have in the football world. Now, football is very unique because there's not like a club side of things, But using the experience that we've had in other sports, really just helps us with the model of, hey, we need to be outside of these camps. You know, yes, we're helping athletes through their season, through the off season, but there's so much activity outside the high school season. Playing club, going to tournaments, all these showcases and events. So, really just trying to use our experience helping the other sports and how we can really propel ourselves to being a major player in lacrosse world. So I think a major step was getting people and someone with serious ties and experience, because it's a very niche market, right? So, and I've been here going on, it'll be 5 years, as I mentioned, in October. So we're super excited about being partners with you guys, being more of a presence in the summer. But we learned a lot from the football, from the other sports that we deal with. And, you know, we had a great year. We had our best year ever in 2014. That recruiting class alone, you know, we sent over 18,000 student athletes to college. You know, so lacrosse, we're really still getting going. I'm looking forward to have those numbers grow. But when we take a look at the total landscape of how many athletes we send to the next level, it's pretty shocking. And it's very, very exciting watching all these different sports, big-time football, baseball, basketball, knowing there's a lot of former NCSA guys and gals running out there.
I mean, that is an incredible number, 18,000. You know, kids getting into school, and we talk student athletes because these kids are obviously going there for that education. But let's be realistic here. You know, any kid that plays sports or is an athlete growing up, they always have that dream and that goal in the back of their mind to get and perform to that next level. And that number is just phenomenal. And I remember asking you on Tuesday, you know, Jesse, you know, the lacrosse world is booming, and I'm sure, like you had said, being here for 5 years, you've been able to have different experiences, different conversations. And I remember asking, you know, how many athletes are you working with these days? And your number simply 1,200. I have about 1,200 athletes, lacrosse specific, that I worked with on a day-to-day basis. And then you went on and said, you know, if you really talk about the larger picture, and those are just those athletes that are involved in the NCSA process, have bought into what you guys are doing and are really taking advantage of the tools and resources. Then again, you said, but there's about 12 to 15,000 of these athletes who have been engaged with our system, have been, you know, on our free profile pages. Can you give me a little sense of, you know, yeah, the 1,200 you're working with and on that day-to-day tools and resources, but, you know, from just the general 12 to 15,000 range, what are those athletes being exposed to? And then why should they join that next step and become one of those, say, 1,200 that you're working with on a day-to-day?
Yeah, great question. So a big differentiating factor is, one, to figure out, hey, is this something that I'm interested in doing, or is this something that I've just started a preliminary think about? We do give the athletes the ability to have a free profile. The functionality is a bit limited there, but we do have to give those athletes that ability to see what the product looks like, to kind of give them something that tangible that they can look at, because me and you both know there's a lot of great athletes out there in recruiting. It's a very serious process. There's a lot of athletes that say, I'm not quite sure if I want to play at the next level. So we have athletes join all throughout that process. But the biggest thing that I would say is there are so few kids who are good enough to sit back and just let the coaches recruit them. And I talk about not even just with the Division I athletes. I mean, you talk about, you know, maybe 30 to 50, 60 kids a year out of how many 100,000 players play that don't need that extra help or support. So if we're not one of those guys or girls, and again, most people aren't, who even play Division I, it's great to just have a third party in terms of a credible source to be reliable and to help you throughout the process. And our support for the athletes is the same as if they go to a top five Division I program or they're going on to middle of the round Division III. We even help out athletes all to the club level. So I think the biggest thing in terms of why is having someone on that other end that genuinely has your best interest at heart. We've gone through this process. You're talking to former athletes. We've been there and really, really could teach and really learn from our failures and our successes as former athletes and people who have been through this process. So again, a number of things that you could take advantage of and a number of great things that you would as you become or look to become an NCSA active member.
And just a few of those things, like you had mentioned, but off the top of my head, you know, some of the things I remember walking away with, you know, answering the question, when does the recruiting process start? You know, that question to be answered. How do I get discovered? You know, the things of like, where am I qualified to play? How do college coaches evaluate people? What are the questions? What's my coach's role? And these are just some of the little things that are, you know, things that people do not really think about, and they may say, oh, I'll just rely on my club coach to get me, or I'll just rely on my skills to get me that exposure. And we know nowadays that's just not the case. And the one thing I loved about what your goal as an organization, as a business, as a company, and yourself, as you said a few times, Jesse, was I want to get players placed on college rosters, you know, and to do whatever I can through the 3, the 4, the 2 year in times in which I work with them. That's my objective. And talk about how cool that is, you know, as somebody who's been in the game for so long. I mean, you got to love this job, right? I mean, there's got to be something so cool about just the way in which you can help and just be such a asset for these kids and parents and players.
Yeah, no, it is a credible feeling of satisfaction of again, I think the biggest thing that I relate to is helping other people. You know, my career's come and gone. You know, and that is why I coach now. I truly love the game. And it has brought me so much success. It's brought me friendship for life. It's learned, given me a lot of life lessons, you know, not to sound like, hey, I learned a lot of lessons through sports, but I did. You know, even though I didn't play lacrosse growing up, football and hockey and all the other sports that I did. So to compete at that next level, it was the experience of a lifetime. I mean, it's the reason that I went international and I have friends from all over the world. You know, I was playing and coaching lacrosse. So, what I try to, you know, I got so much out of the sport and now giving back. You know, I think that's a big thing as athletes that we always need to look to do. Give back. Whether it's coaching, whether it's something through your community, maybe something through a faith-based. So that's a big thing, and that's where I find a lot of passion. You know, again, going through this process, I had a phenomenal career. I look back on it and, you know, unbelievable success on and off the field. So that's really where I find that passion every day. Coming in here, helping student athletes, knowing, hey, your future's ahead of you. You know, there's a lot of the story left to be written. And I think that's super exciting. It always motivates me. And I like to get to know the athletes on an individual level. Right, being a teenager, being an athlete, you got a lot of stuff going on. You know, life doesn't stop just because you want to be recruited. And so having someone, again, to get to know on a personal level, I have a unique angle because I'm not a coach, or I should say I'm not their coach and I'm not their teacher. So just having someone to talk to on the other line, I feel like I help athletes just as much off the field as I do on the field. Right, we talk a lot of X's and O's. We talk a lot of recruiting. I talk to athletes just as much just about life and what's going on lately and if they're going through some tough times in school or with their family. One of my favorite stories, actually, I helped the athlete ask his girlfriend out and took him to homecoming, and everybody around me chuckled, and I was like, hey, man, that's, you know, those are things that, again, so it's not just all about sports, but life, and again, helping others is really where I find a lot of passion, because I had a lot of great, great helpers along the way. Some good coaches, great help from my parents, great support from my family, and, you know, I still talk to my former coaches. So, and again, a very, very personal story that I lived, and now I get to live every day. It's very exciting.
I think that's the biggest thing is just your experience in this sport. And like you had said, the relationships you've made, the friendships, but also the coaches that you've looked up to and that you really learned from have allowed you to have sort of the passion. And as you mentioned, those life lessons that you learn. And I think it's something important that needs to be said more that the sports and us specifically, let's talk lacrosse. They have life lessons in them. So it's not foolish to say it because bottom line, you learn about adversity. You learn about your own individual effort. You learn about, the good in life when you, when you're really successful and you're doing great things, and the camaraderie you can build with a team, with a coach, and the competitiveness, then the intensity, the frustration that comes with playing sports. So I don't think there's, you know, any means to downgrade how life lessons are a part of sports. And I'm sure that's something, like you had said, you're able to really intertwine as this role, that you serve at NCSA. And I think that's something that needs to increase. There needs to be 15 Jesse Churchwards at NCSA for lacrosse, you know, and yeah. it's a laughing matter, only because I'm sure you wish you had five more of you, just so you could connect with more folks. And just like you had said, whether it's educate them a little bit, whether it's put your arm around them and talk to them about other things, whether it's maybe get a guy a homecoming date. I mean, who knows, right? I mean, it's a really, really great thing that you're doing, Jesse. And, I like the opportunity here that NCSA has in the lacrosse world. And, you know, here at Inside Lacrosse, I know we're very fired up for the partnership. We're excited about this summer, with you guys being involved in our Inside Lacrosse recruiting invitationals. And I just think the sky's the limit between the both of us here. So I'm really excited for what's to come. And, I think many, many folks out there, if you don't know what NCSA is, what they're about, you know, this is just a quick glimpse of it, but do yourself a favor, go online, find out more. Jesse, give us just some quick ways to find out a little bit more about NCSA. Where can we follow you? What's the best way to get in touch to find out more details?
Yeah, great question. So everybody can find us, just more information on ncsasports.org. There's some great information. Go ahead and check us out online. I am specifically on Twitter at Jesse NCSA. So again, let's connect there. If you even just looking to find out more about our organization, lacrosse specific, anybody got a brother or sister that plays other sports as well, never hesitate to reach out. We're super excited to see the lacrosse division grow as much as possible. And I know with our partnership here this summer, I think that it's, you know, going to be very realistic to say we're going to have a couple more people here that, you know, needing to lead the lacrosse department sitting right next to me. So, again, let us know if you have any questions. Also, you guys can connect with us on our main line, which is 877-845-6272. And NCSA is an acronym for National Collegiate Scouting Association, based out of Chicago, Illinois.
Love it. I love it. Now, you know, obviously, you know, you had mentioned this is a big piece of your life, the NCSA world, but you also touched on the fact, and I want to switch gears a little bit, you know, before we get out of here, but you're coaching still. You still are involved in the sport in a city, in a state that's just booming. So let's catch up briefly about that. How, you know, who are you coaching, first of all? You know, what do you love about coaching? Because I'm a coach myself, and I could sit here and talk to you for hours about coaching experience and the X's and O's and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, what is it? Where are you coaching? And how's the sport of lacrosse in Chicago, Jesse?
Great question there. So when I first got hired in Chicago, I worked for a personal training company. So I did 1v1 lessons on the field. And the guy who ran the club that I now work for, he's become one of my best friends. And we played against each other in college. So talk about a small world. In the middle of my first interview, we're asking if we know certain people. I guarded him in college. So again, that kind of crazy small world. So, I work for the All Shore Lacrosse Club. It's a feeder program into two dominant high schools here in Chicago. The landscape of lacrosse in Chicago, it is really, really growing. It is, there's a couple programs that are, you know, premier in the Midwest and really do a great job, send products to college almost every year. And then there's some programs that are still up and coming, because when you take a look at the whole city of Chicago, it's a big city. And you take a look at the northern suburbs to where I am, there's a lot of activity out in the western suburbs, like more towards Wheaton, Naperville, Neuqua Valley, and then even going towards the southern suburbs. So it's a sport that's growing a ton. and, you know, attracting a lot of athletes from other sports. So, again, I'm a Midwest kid. I didn't start playing lacrosse till high school. I didn't really even have any youth leagues to be involved with. And that's something that we've done a big thing, not only at our club level, but starting athletes younger. You know, the kids that generally started in 7th and 8th grade, now a lot of those guys are starting in 5th and 6th grade. And so the knowledge is growing, the sport is expanding. So again, it's been a great passion of mine trying to grow the sport, because I'm a Midwest kid, as I mentioned many times, and I have a true passion of trying to grow the sport and give the other kids opportunities, you know, that I had the chance. So, you know, it's great to see it grow like wildfire. We got a very, very talented U15 team. And, you know, again, there's a lot of club activity here in Chicago and the Midwest in general.
Are you still playing? Now, are you still playing?
I played in Vail a couple summers ago. I played in Lake Placid. I played in Moore of the Shore. I don't play as much as I'd like, but I still play a little bit here and there. Most of my extra time is dedicated towards coaching.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just recently retiring, like, you know, it's such a great, you know, shift of gears. Like, playing the game is always so special, but like you had said, you know, that giving back to the sport, you know, that, you know, just different, you know, feel that you have when you're out there coaching. It's just a different adrenaline, a different rush, and it's just a different way to still stay so involved in the sport. Because, you know, I'll go back to what you had said. You mentioned you had great coaches in your life, and that's probably one of the big things that allowed you to excel in this game, and also probably want to stay more involved. And you know, the experience that you have, the relationship, the knowledge that you learn from the coaches is going to be the make or break it when it comes to whether you want to advance, whether you want to think about playing at the next level. So, you know, that's a great thing for a non-traditional area that's becoming a traditional area. I mean, I talk about growing up here in Maryland, you know, people are always saying, yes, we're the hotbed. Well, nowadays, you know, I think that term just needs to go away, because there's just so many, yeah, we have so many more sports, lacrosse teams and, you know, athletes playing it. But, you know, when I think about the growth of this game, Jesse, it's just like, yeah, well, wait for another 5 years and those kids out west, the kids in the Midwest are going to be right behind, you know, us here in the, you know, what's to be known as the hotbed area. So, that's very exciting. I think we got to get some more Chicago, Ohio, Wisconsin. Let's get some more of that Midwest blood. You know, I mean, look at Notre Dame, you know, and what they're doing out there at the college level, and even some of the other, West Coast, Midwest. You mentioned the MCLA that you work with. I mean, there's so many teams out there that's just, it's just great for our game. Great for our game. So.
Yeah, I love to see it grow. And again, it's something that, you know, being from this area, there wasn't a ton of, players, from the Midwest in general going and playing in college, 10, 12, 13 years ago. Now there's a fair amount in all those other areas. So yeah, I always joke with my East Coast friends and tell them, you know, guys, watch out. Everybody's chasing you guys. I mean, some of the premier talent in high schools out east, and it'll probably be that way for a while, but there's great athletes everywhere. And, yeah, the one thing I just wanted to mention in terms of, you know, what I get in terms of coaching is, that's exactly right. You know, I would never be where I am today without my high school, without my college coach. And I was raised by coaches. You know, my grandfather on my mom's side was a coach, and my father was my coach my whole life growing up. So something that I probably always will be involved with, trying to help others. But yeah, that's something that I always, you know, looking back on my career, you know, that's something that as young athletes, make sure you soak up everything you can. Make sure you take advantage of the people that have been there before you. Even if it's an older brother or you're playing a team and there's an upperclassman absolutely tearing it up. All right, not that you have to worship that person, but learn from them. Learn from their mistakes. Learn from their successes. Take advantage of being an athlete and understand it's a privilege. All right, it's not, you know, that's something that it's not just our right to be good athletes. It's a privilege. Take responsibility and really, really enjoy it. on and off the field, because everybody looks up to athletes, and it's a great thing when you're doing well, and not so much when you're doing something you shouldn't be. So understand that as athletes, take pride. Take pride. That's a big thing that I really, really try to tell my athletes as well. You know, everybody's looking at you. It's great when you're doing well and scoring the game-winning goal. Everybody's looking at you when you're not doing something correct. So take pride in being an athlete and a young man or a young woman. So
that's a great, great message, Jess. And I think, you know, I try to preach, and I'll end with this before I get to our final few minutes here together, but be coachable, right? I try to tell my athletes, man, be coachable, whether it's a coach telling you this or an upperclassman. I love that you mentioned how you can learn from players, you know, that you're either surrounded by or even that you're going to watch on a weekend of lacrosse like we have coming up. I mean, I know so many kids are going to be watching the Final Four. They're going to be looking at these top athletes in our game competing for, you know, the biggest thing in our sport, and that's a national championship. Watch those players. Find a guy out there that you can relate to and watch him. Watch the offense. See how they all move. Watch a defender individually, and then watch what he's doing when he doesn't guard the ball. You know, and it's just, it's something that is not taken advantage of enough. And I think using that word, coachable, be coachable, and that can lend yourself to improving your skills both on and off the field. So I love it. I think, you know, you have such a great, you know, attention to what not only this sport brings, but what you can bring, and just your knowledge around it is really one of a kind, Jesse. So, you know, we're definitely lucky to have you, not only as an ambassador of the game, but also, you know, being able to work with you now more closely here in the IL offices with you guys out in Chicago. Like I said earlier, I think the sky's the limit for, you know, what we can do for the game. So, before we got to end on with Final Four coming up. You know, I can't let you get out of here without some picks. All right. So let's go really quick down the list. We got the Final Four in Philly on Saturday. We got Notre Dame or Denver. Who are you going with in the first game?
That's a tough one. I think whoever wins this game is going to take it home. That's my personal opinion. I think Notre Dame's going to take it. That's my opinion. They got good balance. They're hot in net, solid defense, great, great coached up team. So I'm taking the Irish in the first one.
Irish in the first one. No bias there with them both being, you know, from the Midwest to the mountain areas with the Chicago and the Midwest boy on the line. So we won't hold that against you. Let's go Blue Jays or Terps. Blue Jays or Terps, game two.
Oh man, Hopkins has to be the hottest team in the country, I would say, right now. I think Maryland, is looking for revenge, to be quite honest. So I think the Hopkins runs end a little short, and I think Maryland and the Terps take down the Blue Jays.
Wow. So, and then obviously, like you had said earlier, your pick is in that north bracket or that west bracket as they look at it. And you're going with the Irish to take it home. I love it. Now, we can't skip out me being a D2, D3 lover. And I know you're a lacrosse fan, so you love the D2, D3 ranks as well. Let's get your picks on Limestone versus Lemoyne. Limestone going for their second back-to-back championship. Lemoyne probably, you know, the stronger defensive team in this matchup. Who do you got going on in the D2 championship?
Yeah, usually they say defense wins championships, and they're super right about that, but I think Limestone's got too much firepower. They've been there before. They know how to win when it matters. I got to go with them for bringing home another D2 national championship.
I'm going to go with you on that one. The head coach of the Limestone Saints is my old college coach, J.B. Clark, and like you had said, their offense has got a lot of firepower. Their face-off guy is the best in the country, so in the D2 ranks, I should say. So, you know, I'm pulling for the Saints as well. Nice. All right, and then game two on Sunday, we got Lynchburg Hornets, first time in the championship versus the Tufts Jumbos. Obviously, Tufts has been making a name for themselves, making it to championship weekend here over the past, you know, 5 or 6 years pretty consistently. Who's your pick for the D3 championship?
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a very interesting matchup. I've been watching these teams play most of the postseason. And again, I think Tufts is just knows how to get it done when it matters. I think they've only dropped two this year, and they got to rematch every single person and team they've played and really dominated in that second matchup. So I think this one will be close, but I do think that Tufts is going to bring home another title back to Beantown.
All right, well, I'm going to go with the Hornets, Coach Churchward. I'm going to go with the Hornets. So then what we'll do is, because I think, you know, other than, and I'm going to go with the Blue Jays in the Division One, taking it home this year. I think the Blue Jays are going to be the ones that come out on top. So let's put a little wager on this. I know we'll see each other later this summer. So, you know, whoever takes home the D1 and then D3 championship, because we're both on the same page on the D2 side. Let's maybe have to put a little wager. Someone's got to take someone to lunch at their favorite spot here in Maryland when we're together this summer.
Done. I love it.
I love it. Done. Folks, I'm here with Jesse Churchward again, from the NCSA out in beautiful Chicago, who is also a great coach in the game, coaching out there, been involved with the sport since a young age, but high school really brought him to the lacrosse world, did his college ball in Towson, and as I just mentioned, has really made himself at home in Chicago at NCSA and coaching the sport there. So Jesse, again, thanks so much for your time, man. This has been a real pleasure. I'm loving what you're doing, and I hope to have you back on, and looking forward to having you here in Baltimore more this summer.
Thank you very much, Steve, for joining, having me, I should say, and everybody else for joining me. Super excited to stay in connection as well. So everybody have a great summer, and looking forward to getting on here again.
Again, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to Inside Lacrosse Preps Podcast Week 8. If you do need more information about NCSA, you can visit them at ncsasports.org, or you can connect directly at 877-845-6272. Give them a call. Find out more information about what they're doing. They are such a great resource and asset to all of our student athletes, our parents, and college coaches. I know you're listening out there, so don't sleep on what NCSA can do for you and your program. So, folks, I'm out. Steven Berger, thanks so much for the time today. I'm fired up for Final Four weekend. We will talk to you next week. Enjoy it. See ya!
Inside the Cross Podcast.